USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the White House and House Democrats work towards a deal on an economic stimulus bill, there is some pushback from some Republican senators, calling the plan too expensive. But White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News she believes those senators will eventually fall in line.
I believe Senate Republicans would ultimately come along with what the president wants. The president noted that yesterday, too. We believe Senate Republicans are not what's blocking this. It is Democrats. You look at both sides. One side has been moving, and it has been the Republican side, moving to $1.6 trillion, moving to $1.8, giving more school funding than they asked for. Nancy Pelosi is sitting staunchly in, I don't know if she's in her salon these days or back in Congress, sitting staunchly in her position, not moving towards us. The American people deserve better.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are set to continue talks this week on a deal to reconcile the House's $2.2 trillion bill and the administration's $1.8 trillion counteroffer. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As individual members of the Senate Judiciary Committee got their chance to speak to open the nomination hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, one senator said the Democrats on the committee couldn't focus on the nominee. Texas Senator Ted Cruz said his Democratic colleagues had to focus on President Trump because Judge Barrett's credentials are impeccable.
We've heard very little about the nominee who is here and whose confirmation we're considering. And I think part of the reason for that is that on any measure, Judge Barrett's credentials are impeccable. This is a woman who graduated number one in her class at Notre Dame Law School.
Two deaths have been reported in the aftermath of Hurricane Delta as thousands are still without power. Both deaths occurred in Louisiana, where the storm made landfall Friday as a Category 2 hurricane. At least 200,000 people remained without power on Monday as crews in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi continued work to repair the damage. The remnants of the storm spawned at least 10 tornadoes over the weekend across the southeast. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new poll finds that a majority of Americans aren't interested in questions about Judge Amy Coney Barrett's faith. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
A new Mason-Dixon polling and strategy poll finds that 62% of Americans do not want senators to ask questions about Amy Coney Barrett's religion during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. The poll found that 30% of those surveyed did support questions about religious views at the hearings. 8% were not sure. Breaking down along party lines, Republicans were dead set against it with 85% opposed, but Democrats were split with 45 opposed and 44 in support of questions about her religious views.
Iran has set another new record for coronavirus cases in the country of 80 million people. More than 4,200 new cases were recorded Monday, with 272 confirmed dead. It's the second straight day the country has set that record. Authorities are reimposing strict lockdown measures in Tehran as the capital city is hit hard by the virus. Recently reopened public facilities are being closed down again, with Tehran residents being mandated to wear masks in public for the first time. Iran has seen more than 28,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. And Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Morgan has died. The two-time MVP was a pivotal part of the Cincinnati Reds clubs known as the Big Red Machine that won back-to-back World Series titles in 1975 and 1976. Morgan was 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.